Hey fam, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. Today's episode is a little different. We're not diving into a deep topic or talking about heartbreak, healing, or preparation. Today, I just want to pause and say thank you. When I started this podcast, I honestly didn't know where or who would listen. I just knew God had told me to speak and to share my story, my testimony, and my heart. But look at what he's done. And this little podcast has reached across the world. And that's something only God could do, right? No paid partnerships, no paid advertisement, none of that. I just want to take this time to give a special shout out to the incredible countries that have been tuning in, growing, and walking through this journey of sacred singleness with me. And to my listeners in the United States, my home base, my biggest supporters, and where it all started, thank you for every share, every message, and every prayer. The United Kingdom, thank you for embracing this message with open hearts and listening from across, you know, the ocean. I really do thank you. And Canada, oh my God, your warmth, your encouragement, and your faithful listening means so much to me. Watch out. I am going to Canada this upcoming January of 2026. I got to visit your beautiful country. Germany, you've been here consistently, and I'm so grateful for your support. I really am. The Philippines, I see you as well. My prayer warriors, your passion and faith are contagious. Ghana, thank you for your standing strong in faith and being part of this growing family. Nigeria, your energy, your testimonies, and your love for God inspire me daily. I got to shout out India. Thank you for your quiet strength and your consistent presence in this community. Jamaica, your joy and positivity radiate through every message and comment I receive. And to my South Africa family, you've shown up strong and your faithful stories truly bless me. And to all of the, and to everybody that's listening from these next beautiful places like Kenya, Trinidad and Tobago, Brazil, France, Australia, thank you for tuning in and for your heart that beat for faith, healing, and growth, and your laughter, your warmth, and island joys add so much color to this journey for me. Obrigada to Brazil. Thank you for bringing energy, you know, vibrance and love into this space. And mercy to France for, you know, being a part of this family. Even across languages, God messages connects us, you know. And every country I just named represents people, real lives, real hearts, and real stories. You're not just a number on a screen to me. You're the reason I keep recording, even on days I feel tired or uncertain. Each time I see a new listener from a different place, it reminds me that God's message of hope, healing, and preparation and singleness isn't limited by geography, right? It's universal because his love is universal, right? So whether you're tuning in from a big city, a quiet town, or somewhere in between, thank you. Thank you for welcoming me into your life, for letting me speak into your heart, and for walking this sacred journey with me. And before we close, I want to pray over every single one of you across every country, every time zone, and every stage of singleness. Father God, thank you for every listener across these nations. Thank you for using this podcast to unite hearts around your truth and your timing. Bless every person who presses play. Meet them in their waiting, strengthen them in their walk, and surround them with your peace and love. Let your spirit continue to flow from this podcast into every corner of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. And family, I love you. Thank you for growing with me, laughing with me, crying with me, and trusting God with me. Sacred Singleness has truly become a global family, and I'm honored to share this space with you. Until next time, stay sacred, stay hopeful, and remember, God is writing your story beautifully, no matter where you are in the world. I love y'all. Bye.